ACGC returns back to boys basketball action in just a few weeks after finishing last season 16-9 overall. The Chargers lose their top scorer from last season, Brock Littler, who averaged 15.4 points per game, but return a multitude of talented athletes. Head coach Lance Canning is anticipating a successful squad to come on the floor for ACGC this year.
You know, we bring back Lance Bundy Sr. was our second leading scorer. He really came on the second part of last season there. So expect big things from him. And then Noah Kading was pushing close to double figures. I think he was almost 9 points a game last year is our fourth option. So and Peyton Blisky scored close to that coming off the bench in reserve minutes. You know, Jathan South, he didn't play a lot of varsity last year. But he had a heck of a growth spurt, gotten a lot stronger, had a heck of a football season. I expect big things from him this basketball season, too. Peyton and Noah and Jathan all played together this summer on the same AAU team, so they got a lot of experience playing together that way. You know, Lance played on a different AAU team in his age group, and Anthony Solorzano is coming back senior. He played a little bit of AAU ball this summer, too. So we've got a lot of guys returning. First, the experience last year, and then played a lot of basketball this summer. So
the Chargers returned their second-best scorer from last season, Lance Bundy, who averaged 12.6 points per game and was their leading rebounder with 5.9 rebounds per game. Bundy is a hard player to guard, as he shot 38% from the arc last season. Coach Kading is looking for the senior to bring some leadership to the floor and continue to keep up the pace.
You know, he's the kind of guy that if he gets out in space, he's quick enough and good enough off the dribble. It's hard for people to match up with him one-on-one. He also shot the ball well enough from outside. I think he ended up just shy of 38% from three last year, that if you leave him open, that's not a good option either. So just kind of look for him to provide some good, strong senior leadership and keep doing more of what he did last year.
With a quick ACGC team this season, the Chargers are looking to run a quick-tempo offense. They're bringing on multiple players who just came off a successful football season this year that relied on a quick offense on the football field, which hopefully will translate to the court.
Get transitioned into offense. You know, we want a fast break, get into our offense quick, and get the first good shot we can find, you know, play fast. More fun for the kids to play fast, more fun to watch, you know, and we've got the athletes to do it.
As ACGC has lost their top scorer, the Chargers are returning three starters and five players who saw significant court time last season. The Chargers need to work as a whole this season, and if that hole doesn't create holes on defense, the skies are the limit.
We've got five guys returning that played 22 or more games last year, you know, and three of them started every game. So we've got a good core coming back. You know, I anticipate this group, if they, you know, figure the chemistry out and really play together, the sky's the limit for this group, really.
Coach Kading is looking for a few players to step into a leadership role, including Noah Kading, who had 8.7 points per game and 5.4 rebounds per game last year. Another is Jathan South, who may not have seen the floor much last season, but has continued to grow and develop as an athlete in the offseason, as they're looking for big things out of him this year.
Well, you know, we talked about Lance, obviously, and then Noah. He's played really well this summer, and he's going to play through the post some for us, so that'll be different for him, but he's versatile enough. We think that'll be all right. Jathan South, I really look for him to have a big year. I don't think a lot of people are going to see him coming. Even if they do, he's a good athlete, but it doesn't really matter. And then Anthony Solorzano is a senior. I mean, he's a capable three-point shooter, good ball handler, but just really a little pit bull on defense. So, I mean, if we're going to make that shift to the defensive mindset, he's going to be the leader there. So
ACGC has their first game after Thanksgiving break when they take on Atlantic on Tuesday, November 28th at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.